now award-winning local news coverage with Brian Houseworth on 93.9 The Eagle.
93.9 The Eagle News brought to you this morning by AirServe Heating and Air Conditioning. They ensure the air in which you live and breathe is comfortable and clean. For all of your heating needs, you can log on to airserve.com. I'm Brian Houseworth. It is 6:03, folks. Right now, we've got a winter weather advisory. Roads are described right now in the area as treacherous. We've got a deadly crash right now on westbound I-70 near Kingdom City. We're going to get to all of that. We got a lot of territory to cover, so buckle up and away we go. Columbia, Jefferson City, Moberly, Fulton, the entire 93.9 The Eagle listening area are under a winter weather advisory through 6 o'clock this evening. The wintry precipitation, it is a sheet of ice. When I say a sheet of ice literally as you walk out the door. That started at about midnight. National Weather Service St. Louis meteorologist Lydia Jaja tells 93.9 The Eagle, those of you that are trying to make it to work this morning are going to see ice on the road through the early evening.
We're looking at about a tenth of an inch, but really any ice that sticks to roads is dangerous. Yeah. Be sure to leave plenty of room between cars if you must be out on the road. Make sure you're not speeding or changing speed a lot when you're driving on ice.
The National Weather Service's winter weather advisory for Mid-Missouri remains in effect until 6 p.m. You're going to want to keep your radio tuned here to 93.9 The Eagle for updated weather forecast information. Now to the roads. Columbia authorities describing area roads this morning as treacherous. There are a number of crashes to report. Parking lots are a sheet of ice. Columbia Public Works has a 19-member snowplow crew. They reported for work at 11 p.m. last night. They have been out, but again, in many areas, we have ice right now. The Public Works Department discouraging unnecessary travel. You're urged to reduce your speed to consider delaying travel, if at all possible. Now to the road situation. My colleague, ABC 17's Marina Diaz, who's from our news partner at KMIZ, is reporting that westbound I-70 right now is closed in Kingdom City, that there has been a deadly crash involving a semi. We've also received a number of reports about crashes around the Columbia area this morning. One of our listeners says he has been stuck in traffic at the 125-mile marker for a couple of hours here in Columbia. So again, be very careful. Again, if you are walking this morning, you're going to need to give yourself extra time and be very careful this morning as you head out the door. The winter weather advisory again in our area going until 6 p.m. tonight. A Columbia man remains jailed without bond this morning. He is suspected of Friday's early morning blaze Deerfoot Way. It killed one person. It caused extensive damage to a home. It happened just after midnight Friday on Deerfoot Way. That's near Addison South. The suspect is identified as 31-year-old Stephen Strump, who is from the Columbia area. He was arrested without incident. He does live on Deerfoot Way. Columbia City Manager praises the job that new Police Chief Jill Schlute is doing. 18 candidates applied for the position. Schlute started December 4th. City Manager DeCarwin Seawood tells 93.9 The Eagle CEO Roundtable that